Okay, so that is a little bit of an introduction to who he is as a person, which for me is a key thing, because the goals that he has and had are the same as we all have, which is doing things to create unity in the world and that. But the way he was, his personality, his person, his capacity to include us, Romolo is saying, include everyone in and act on it. It's one thing to think it and to talk about it, but he was actively doing things. Like she mentioned also, for the last 50 years of his life, he worked for that. And starting in 1967, he had some gatherings at his home where a couple thousand people would gather. And all that for bringing cultures together. So I started, before the documentary, I started talking about one of the important things was about this prophecy that they had 500 years ago, and which was carried on over the years through what they call a wampum belt, which is a belt made of seashells, and tells the message. And the prophecy said that the white men would come. That was before the white men came. And it said that they would come soon, and they would either have one or two possibilities. They would either wear the face of friendship, which would be great, or they would wear the face of death, which would create a lot of suffering. So, and it said that both faces looked very much alike. So we know what happened after that. But the prophecy said that after 500 years, the native people would be almost extinguished. There would be very few left. And the elders would be, most or much of the elders would be asleep, would not know how to guide their people. And it also talked about the arrival of the new people, which is not, it's not one of the races that we know. So I find that interesting in terms of Shodan and Mother's teachings and message. And so it said that after 500 years, the natives would rise again, and there would be the possibility of lighting the eighth fire. That's the seven fires prophecy, and the seven fires are along the 500 years. And so grandfather was saying that now the 500 years is up, and the natives are waking up, and it's the time is appropriate, has come to have this possibility of lighting a fire, which is the fire, of course, of reconciliation and this grand, this bringing together of different cultures would, if we go the right way, create what he would call a mighty nation, which would be, of course, not necessarily mighty in the sense of superior to others, but a great nation of diversity and unity in that diversity. So we had this project called Asanatka, which is a small island in front of Canada's national capital, Ottawa. And he worked for, I think, 30 or 40 years to get this Aboriginal center built on this island, which for me has the same goal as Oroville. So it was about healing relationships among natives, because they're still, of course, suffering a lot, and healing relationship with all others. And there would be cross-cultural interaction. So this project is still, it's right now it's in the courts, because promoters are trying to build condos on these two, three small islands. There's this famous Native architect, Canadian, a Native architect, who is kind of leading the way to this, trying to stop these condos and build the center. And will be part of, I don't know if any of you know the Venice Biennale, which is an architecture, international architecture thing going on in Venice. And Canada has chosen him and a team of natives to showcase their indigenous architectural, what the indigenous bring to society. They chosen this team to represent Canada at the Venice Biennale, and it's called Unseated, which is also, as far as I know, related to this issue of Asanaka, this island, and the conflict, because this territory is unceded land. Normally it belongs to the natives. And this architect is the main person, as I said, leading the charge to that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that this project for me is sort of maybe one of the key things in terms of lighting this equator between the different cultures. So hopefully we'll see that manifest. And it's interesting to note also that it's also an issue of land. It's like in Oroville here, the promoters or things happening that are not in sync with Oroville ideal. And so I want to mention for the camera, because that's for Romola and grandfather's daughter Evelyn, that I wanted to mention that for them land is not for buying or selling or owning, as I did before, and I'm saying it for the camera. And it's in this way of doing things that this land funding, this land fundraising event is the idea is to get the land to give it for us, so that, as Mandakini puts it, to get it out of the way of promoters and the usual way of treating land, so that there's a place where, like Mother said, everybody can have what they need and not have to buy land and can have this possession habit. So I guess I'll stop here, because I could go on forever. Maybe I would like to say that about indigenous, I've heard many people over the years say that the natives are becoming extinct, that they and that they don't really have much to offer, because what they're offering is like the old ones, like living in the woods and in teepees and all that. And that's not the way I see it. I see the natives as being a nation, a culture that is regenerating. And Chobindo talks about that also. And we all have that. I think most of you here are white people. We belong, my perception is that we belong to a race that certainly needs regeneration, because we've taken our, I suppose, the path that we're supposed to take, which is my understanding, my perception, the mind. Doing things with the mind, and you're in this somewhat disconnected from the land and disconnected from the higher as well, and this way of that we as white people that we brought our societies to, which is technology for a purpose of commodification of things, and Mother talked about that a lot also, in the sense that we need to go beyond that, to go beyond this intellect. And I think that with the help of other cultures, we can do that. We can rise and regenerate into something higher and use our intellect in a better way. And I see the indigenous people as being on their way to that, because in Canada anyway, in the United States also, I don't know about the rest of America, but I see them as waking up early and achieving great things. So, if there's any comments or questions, I'll try to answer. Otherwise, have a good evening. Oh yeah. Actually, I was asked to remind you or let you know about this, the importance of this land fundraising event, which is of course to get the land for Oroville, and that your generosity is very much welcome.
Hi. As you could see, we are having Art for Land exhibition here. So it will end in February 15th. So we suggest to donate a little, a small amount for the artwork that will be useful to complete Mother's ideas and her vision. That's it. Thank you.